Name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you a message.
前两个晚上, 我们已经查考, 耶稣就是道路。
In the past two evenings, we studied that Jesus is the way.
耶稣就是真理。
And that Jesus is the truth.
今天晚上我们要来查考耶稣就是生命。
Tonight, we will study Jesus is the life.
我们现在看约翰福音14章。
Please read John chapter 14.
约翰福音14章。
John chapter 14.
第六节。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这是主耶稣一个非常有力量，也是一个非常大胆的宣称。
This is a very bold and powerful declaration of our Lord.
他说，我就是生命。
I am the life.
我们如果查考人类历史，没有一个人这样讲过话的。
No one else in human history has ever said this statement.
我就是生命。
I am the life.
为什么主耶稣有权柄这样讲？
Why did Jesus have the authority to say so?
如果我们仔细来认识主耶稣是谁，我们就可以得到答案。
If we truly know who Jesus is, then we'll have the answer.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's read John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章,
John chapter 1,
第一节,
verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在,
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这个地方说,
the Word was God.
但是后来他又说, 道成肉身,
but later in the passage it says, in verse 14, the Word became flesh
住在我们中间,
and made his dwelling among us.
肉身就是人,
the flesh refers to men.
道成肉身就是神成为人,
the word became flesh means God became man.
住在人的中间,
and made his dwelling among men.
所以人类历史当中, 耶稣是一个相当不同的一个人。
Jesus was a unique figure in human history.
他是历史上的一个人物。
He was a historical figure.
他不是一个虚构的人物。
He was not a fictional character.
所以主耶稣不是人发明出来，像孙悟空这样发明出来的。
He was not an invented character.
是真的历史上一个人物。
He was a historical figure.
今天连不相信耶稣的人也承认他是历史上的一个人。
Even those who don't believe in Jesus confess that he was a historical figure.
回教也承认。 耶稣的存在,
the Muslims also believe in Jesus' historical existence.
但是他们说耶稣只是一个先知,
but they acknowledge him as only a prophet.
但圣经里面说他是道成肉身,
the Bible tells us that he was the Word who became flesh.
他是神成为人,
in other words, he was God who became man.
那我们再看约翰福音第一章的第四节,
let's read chapter 1 verse 4.
说生命在他里头,
in him was life.
这生命就是人的光。
And that life was the light of men.
生命在他里头, 就在主耶稣的里头。
Life was in Jesus.
那这生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light of men.
所以这样看起来, 耶稣是生命的泉源。
So Jesus is the source of life.
因此他才有资格, 他也才能够真的这样讲, 我就是生命。
That is why only he can say, I am the life.
我们不是生命的泉源,
we are not the source of life.
我们没有办法掌管生命,
we cannot control life.
所以我们没有办法说, 生命在我里面,
that's why we cannot say,
我不能说我掌管生命,
that's why we cannot say, I am the life.
主耶稣讲这一句话,
but Jesus said these words,
对人类的历史影响又深又远,
and these words had a far reaching impact on human history,
包括对你跟我的影响,
And it impacts you and me.
人类最大的悲剧是什么?
What is the greatest tragedy of human beings?
就是死亡的来到,
death.
有时候我们在看人的一生真的很有趣。
Human life is rather interesting.
人的出发点是一样的。
We all start from the same point.
每一个都空手而来。
We all came empty-handed.
没有听说一个小孩子哇降生, 有一分钱的拿在手里。
No baby in history was born with a penny in his hand.
如果一个小孩子出生拿一分钱来，这个冲动世界。
If a baby is born with a penny in his hand, then that will make it to the headlines.
我们都是空手而来。
We all came empty-handed.
所以起跑点一样。
We started at the same point.
那我们活在这个世界上啊，才能不一样。
But in this world, our capabilities are different.
智慧不一样。
Our knowledge is different.
机会不一样。
Our opportunities differ.
家世背景不一样。
Our backgrounds differ.
所以你看到了初中高中不同就跑出来了。
So during high school, we noticed that we are all different.
那到了差不多三四十岁。
When we reach 30 or 40,
如果你学校再开一个同学会。
If you go back to your class reunion,
也有公司的董事长。
Some of your friends will be CEOs.
也有清道夫。
Some will be scavengers.
也有医生，也有护士。
Some will be doctors. Others will be nurses.
所以每一个人成就世界上都不一样。
So people have made different accomplishments in this world.
所以人就会觉得说，神造人真的不公平。
Some people feel that God is not fair.
有的人神给他这么多，有的人神给他这么少。
Some are endowed more than others.
但是我们要看到人生的结局。
But we need to look at the conclusion of a person's life.
当一个人活到一辈子，生命结束了。
When a person lives his whole life and comes to an end.
他回归那一点又一样。
The finish line is the same.
乞丐跟皇帝埋在一起没有差别的。
When paupers are buried next to kings, there is no difference between them.
差别只是坟墓大小不一样而已。
Perhaps the only difference is the size of the tomb.
坟墓里面的东西是一样，死人的骨头。
But what is in the tombs is the same, dead bones.
那一生让你羡慕那一些差别。
And all the differences that may have made you admire.
知识。
Knowledge.
权力。
Power.
钱财。
Wealth.
这一些让你觉得不同的已经都不是他的了。
All these things that make people envious are no longer theirs. They have left these behind.
他归回到起点。
They have returned to their starting point.
就是死。
And they have died.
所以死对人来讲是一个悲剧。
So death is a tragedy.
你奋斗一生，你什么都拿不走。
You may toil all your life, but you cannot take anything with you.
这个不是悲剧吗？
Isn't that tragedy?
你整个时间精力都投进去。
You have devoted all your energy to.
你得到很多。
Your undertakings.
但是你要走的时候，一分也不能走，拿走。
You reaped much, but you cannot take anything.
这不是悲剧吗？
Isn't that tragedy?
当然，人生还有其他的悲剧。
Of course, there are other tragic things in life.
比方说，当你要走的时候。
For example, when you're about to leave.
你知道有很多爱你的人，你要离开。
You know that you have to leave many loved ones.
有很多你所爱的人，你要离开。
And people you love as well as those who love you.
我记得以前曾经到飞机场去送行。
I bid farewell with a friend at an airport.
好像以前那个杨传道到法国去。
When Pastor Yang went to France.
到机场去送行。
We went to see him off at the airport.
那个时候还不是很多人出来留学。
Back then, there were not many foreign students who left Taiwan.
好多人就流眼泪啊。
So many people were in tears when he left.
但是流眼泪很高兴啊，不然流眼泪你把他拉下来。也是很高兴送他去的。
Of course, those were tears of joy because they wanted him to see him go and be successful.
因为他要创造他的前途。
Because he had a bright future.
但是我们送一个人去埋葬就不是这样了。
But it's a different story when you see someone off to their grave.
去就去了，永远不再回来。
Once they are gone, they are gone forever.
所以这个叫做永别。
That is eternal separation.
爱得越深，痛苦越大。
The more you love someone, the deeper the pain is.
有时候婚姻不太圆满也有好处，你不必哭太惨。
Sometimes those who don't have good marriage will not mourn as much when their spouse dies.
去就去了，你心不会破掉。
They are not broken hearted when the spouse leaves them.
这所以人生这也是一个悲剧。
So death is a tragedy.
那更大的悲剧就是我们不晓得我要往哪里去。
What is even more tragic is if you don't know where you're going.
有人问孔子说生死问题。
Some people ask Confucius about life and death.
孔子在中国被称作至圣先师。
Confucius was called a sage, a most holy sage.
是儒家的一个开始创始人。儒家的一个创始者。
He was a founder of Confucianism.
他把人道讲到最高点。
And he declared the most noble teachings about human beings.
一谈到生死，他说：“未知生，焉知死。”
And he said, if I do not know about life, how can I tell you about death?
对他来讲啊，生死也是一个谜啊。
To him, life and death were mysteries.
他自己都解不开啊。
He was not able to solve the riddle.
所以死往哪里去，没有一个人能够回答。
No one knows who will go, where we will go after we die.
那因为这几个因素加在一起啊，所以让人觉得很怕死。
Because of these factors, people are afraid to die.
但是又不能够不死。
But they have no choice.
你没有办法选择的。
Because there's no other way.
死一来到你就投降了。
When death comes, they have to surrender.
有一次我到智利去啊。
Once I visited Chile.
一个弟兄啊，接待我到他家去。
A brother received me.
遇到他的妈妈八十几岁。
I met his mother who was over 80 years old.
我刚刚坐下来聊不到几句话，他就告诉我们，你们教会的传道啊，真的不会做人。
After I sat down, and she said, you pastors of the True Jesus Church, you don't know how to behave yourselves.
我觉得我们教会的传道是品管出来盖政治标记的，怎么不会做人？
But I thought, our True Jesus Church ministers are genuinely approved. How can you say we don't know how to behave?
他说我接待他我接待他到我家来住。
She said, I received this preacher to my home.
他问我说：“你死了以后怎么办
？”And this preacher asked me, "What are you going to do after you die?"
我知道为什么这个传道会这样问他。
I understood why that preacher asked her this question.
因为这个传道一直要跟他传福音，信耶稣。
This preacher kept asking her to believe in Jesus Christ.
他总是说我为什么要信耶稣？我好好的，为什么要信耶稣
？But she kept saying, "Why should I believe in Jesus Christ? My life is good."
我说这个传道想这个要下猛药才看有没有办法。
So the preacher decided to take a more drastic measure.
那你百年以后怎么办
？What's going to happen a hundred years from now？
他说他三天睡不着觉。
When you reach 100 years old, and she said she could not sleep for 3 nights.
因为她年老的时候最怕听到一句话就是死。
Because in her old age, the word that most intimidated her was death.
那她接待这个客人跟她讲你死了又怎么办？对她来讲是很大的刺激。
So to her, it was very inappropriate for a guest to ask her, "What are you going to do after you die?"
她有一点鸵鸟的心态。
She had the mentality of an ostrich.
那个鸵鸟，敌人在后面追，他把头塞到那个沙里面，没有事情。
When an ostrich is in danger, it just hides its head in the sand.
其实那个敌人已经靠近来了。
Even though the danger is just approaching.
其实那个时钟滴答滴答死一直靠近。
So the clock is ticking and death is coming.
他好像鸵鸟埋下去不想就没有事的，不是没有事的，越来越靠近。
She just buried her head in the sand, but even then the clock continued to tick.
所以今天我们看死亡好像一个影子一直在笼罩靠近我们。
So death is like a shadow that keeps approaching us.
那什么时候会来到？不知道。
Nobody knows when it will come.
你如果有机会，你到这个坟墓里面去看。
If you ever visited a cemetery,
每一次做完丧礼再埋葬信徒的时候，我都去走一走。
After a memorial service, I will visit the nearby graves.
也有超过一世纪的。
There are graves as old as more than a century.
也有七十岁的。
Some died at 70.
也有四十岁的。
Some died at 40.
也有十几岁的。
Some died even when they were teenagers.
也有五六岁的。
Some died even when they were 5 or 6.
每一个年纪的人都可能死亡。
People of all ages can face death anytime.
所以这是一个很事实的问题，很实际的问题。
So this is a very real question.
那怎么办才能够解决这个死的问题？
How can we solve the problem of death?
世界上没有答案。
There are no answers.
你看我们人活着有盼望，年轻人啊朝气蓬勃，因为有一个盼望。
Young people have a goal in their life, so they're very energetic.
那你如果跟年轻人、中年人、老年人谈话，你就觉得不一样。
You'll see the difference between young people, middle-aged people, and old people when you talk to them.
年轻人谈话都是在讲未来。
The young people talk about their future.
因为他们有什么过去可以谈啊。
They don't have much past to talk about.
有一次，我要一个年轻人说，我们到欧洲去啊。他说，我不去欧洲了。欧洲。
Once I asked a young man to go to Europe with me, he said, "I'm not going."
欧洲太老了。
Because Europe is too ancient.
所以你去看欧洲是看过去的。
Because if you go to Europe, you only look at the past.
他觉得像美国才对，看前面。
He said you should go to America and look forward.
所以年轻人是看前面。
Young people like to look forward.
中年人就一半一半。
The middle-aged person likes to look at both.
到老年人。
But when you become old,
大概都是在讲过去的。
You'll be talking about mostly your past.
所以有一天你发现你讲话的内容都是在回想过去，老了。
So one day, if you realize that you're always talking about your past, that means you're old.
因为你前面没有盼望。
And you have no more hope.
这就是可怕的地方。
That is what is dreadful.
人没有盼望，请问你为什么活着？
If you have no hope, why do you live?
所以没有盼望又活着，这每一天的生活还有什么意义？
Living without hope is meaningless.
没有盼望就是没有目标。
If you have no hope, you have no goal.
你没有目标，每一天活着在做什么？
If you have no goal, why do you live?
这是人生可怕的地方。
That is one dreadful thing about human life.
所以有一次我邀一个老弟兄说，我们到养老老人院去访问一个信徒。
I once invited an old brother to go to the senior home to visit members.
他很坦白告诉我，老人我真的不太喜欢访问。
He told me frankly, I don't like to visit old people.
我说你也是老人啊。
I said, you are one of them.
老人不喜欢访问老人。
How can an old man not like visiting old men?
他喜欢跟年轻人在一起。
He rather be with the youth.
啊，看他们在讲那个盼望。
He likes to see how they talk about their future.
哎，他觉得很好。
He felt better that way.
然后到老人院里面去看老人。
But when he visited the senior home,
离不开老病死几个话题。
All the conversations center around age, sickness, and death.
所以死一来到，人没有盼望的。
So when death comes, all hope is gone.
没有目标。
There is no goal.
所以老一来到，死一来到，你发现人没有意义的。你没有目标还有什么意义？
When death and old age comes, there is no more hope and meaning.
所以人这个问题要好好去解决。
So that is a problem we must address.
那有的人就比较大胆了。
Some people are more bold.
死就死，还有什么？死就完了。
What's such a big deal about death? Just die.
所以死也没有关系啊。
So they are not afraid to die.
那有的人呢，在很痛苦当中啊，他说：“哎，死比活好。”
Some people in their deep pain say, "It is better to die than to live."
我在那个 Times 这个 magazine 里面看到911他所拍的一个照片。
In the Time magazine, in the article about the September 11th incident, there was a photograph.
好几个从那个世贸道路跳下来啊。
A few people jumped off the Twin Towers.
你可以看到他领带还在天空飘。
You can even see the tie flying in the air.
对他来讲，火一直烧进来了。
They knew that the fire was burning the building.
他还知道跳下去会死啊。
And they knew that jumping off the building would mean death.
活着被烧死不如跳下去好。
But they rather die quicker by jumping off the building than to be burned alive.
所以很多人觉得死也没有关系啊。
Some people feel that it's okay to die.
因为死就完了。
Because they think death is the end.
但是圣经告诉我们死没有完啊。
But the Bible tells us that death is not the end.
请看希伯来书第九章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9,
27节
verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。这句话相当厉害。
After that, after death, we have to face judgment.
所以按着定命，人人都会死。
A man is destined to die once.
你想想看，我们这里哪里有谁九十岁？
How many of us here are 90 years old?
大概没有。
Probably not one of us.
好，那我们再想，再过九十年。
Suppose it's 90 years later.
谁还可以坐在这里？
How many of us can sit here still?
有可能，那小 baby 有可能。
Perhaps just the babies here.
其他我们都不见了。
The rest of us will be dead.
再过几十年，我们都消失了。
After a few decades, we'll be gone.
因为这是命定的。
It is destined.
人犯罪，犯罪的结果就是要死。
Because man has sinned, so we have to die.
那问题就是死后还有审判。
And after death is judgment.
你讲说死，反正我躺在那里不知道啊，随便他怎么审判。
Some people may think, well, I'm going to be dead anyway, so judge me all you want.
所以有时候我们看到那个在作战的时候遭到敌人机关枪，然后那个尸体一直扫烂了，他不知道。
During the war, when the enemies capture the other army, they may shoot at the dead corpse, but the dead corpse cannot feel anything.
你把死人抬到这个地方来陪审团来审判，管他了，反正我就死了。
If you try to judge, if a jury judges a dead person, the dead person doesn't care.
原来圣经里面讲死有两种。
But the Bible tells us that there are two kinds of death.
第一个叫做肉体的死。
The first is physical death.
那什么叫肉体的死？
What is physical death?
就是灵魂从肉体出来。
It means the departure of the soul from the body.
那个肉体是一个壳子。
Because the body is a shell.
这个肉体就死了。
And when the soul leaves, the body dies.
因为灵魂一出来，好像那个 software 一没有，它 hardware 就停在那里了。
When the soul leaves the body, it's just like turning off the software and the hardware is useless.
就不会动了。
It will not function.
就埋到土里面。
It is buried in the ground.
所以真正的我不是这个肉体。
So the true self is not your body.
真正的我是住在肉体里面那个灵魂。
The true self is the soul that lives in your body.
因此这个讲死后且有审判，不是审判那个肉体。
So the death here does not mean the judgment does not mean the judging the physical body.
是审判那个肉体出来那个灵魂。
But rather, it is a judgment of the soul that has left the body.
所以神是绝对公平的。
God is absolutely just.
有时候我们常常听人在埋怨，如果有神，我不信。
Some people say, if there is really a God, I'm not going to believe him.
为什么不信？
Why not?
你看那个作恶多端的人，身体健康，想到老年，什么病都没有。
They say, look at the wicked people. They have a longevity and they have a good life. And
啊，你看那一个人这么好人，天天生病，肚子好像药橱一样。
But look at this. The nice people, they always suffer.
神的公义在哪里？
So where is God's justice?
如果有神。
If there's God,
这个神算什么？
What kind of God is he?
不公平。
He's not fair.
很多人这样想。
That's the mentality of many.
但是他忘记了。
But they forget one thing.
神是绝对的公平。
God is absolutely fair.
为什么？
Why?
因为死后还有审判。
Because after death is judgment.
每一个人要排列在神审判的宝座前来面对他的审判。
Everyone will stand before God's judgment seat to be judged.
圣经里面甚至还说，将来要让你自己来诉说你的案情。
The Bible even tells us that we will have to give an account of our own lives.
你当初为什么这样做？
Why did you do this? God will ask.
说明。
We will have to give explain.
为什么这样讲？
Why did you say this?
让你说明。
You will have to explain.
然后最后审判。
Then you will be judged.
这个就是公平了。
And that is true justice.
所以如果死就完了，那就不公平了。
If death is the end, then it is not fair.
因为你看，有的老年人死就完了，拼命用 credit card 死就完了。
Some people keep overspend on their credit cards before they die.
那这有什么公平？
If death is the end, then how can it be fair?
死后还有审判。
After death comes judgment.
那审判以后才有第二次的死，这才是可怕的。
And after judgment comes the second death, and that is the most dreadful.
那第二次的死又是什么？
What is the second death?
好，我们来看启示录的二十章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 20.
启示录的二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
第八节
，verse 8，
二十一章第八节
，chapter 20 verse 8。
我有胆怯的、不信的、可憎杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术、拜偶像和一切说谎的，他们的粪就是烧着硫磺的火，这是第二次的死。这里说第二次的死啊，启示录二十一章
，chapter 21 verse 8，
第八节，第二次的死就是要下到硫磺火湖里面。
The second death.Is the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
主耶稣甚至说，地狱是从不会死、火不会灭的地方。
Jesus said, hell is a place where the fire does not quench and the worms do not die.
我们现在如果要人到非洲啊，很难了。
It's hard to get people to go to Africa today.
大家都不愿意去了。
People don't like to go.
但是非洲并没有那从不会死、火不会灭，不是那个地方。
But Africa is not a place where the worms do not die and the fire does not quench.
你看那个虫大只一点，大力一踩，它也死掉了。
If you look at bigger bugs, if you see bigger bugs in Africa, you just need to press harder with your foot.
火，你水一浇也会灭掉。
In Africa, you can quench fire easily.
地狱是从不会死、火不会灭的地方。
But hell is a place where worms do not die and the fire does not quench.
我看有的姐妹在这个厨房里看到一只蟑螂，哇，吓昏了，大叫。
Some women are scared at seeing cockroaches in the kitchen.
如果一只蟑螂你都怕，你就绝对不能下地狱。
If you're scared of even one cockroach, you better not go to hell.
虫不会死，火不会灭，那太可怕了。
The worms there do not die, and the fire does not quench.
那个就是将来第二次的死。
That is the second death.
所以死从地面上看来是可怕的。
So, from the worldly perspective, death is fearful.
从灵里面看来也是可怕的。
And it is also fearful, spiritually speaking.
帖撒罗尼迦后书里面说，它是进到墨黑的幽暗里面。
According to Thessalonians, hell is entrance into eternal darkness.
灵界里面神是光。
In the spiritual realm, God is the light.
离开神就没有光。
And when you are apart from God, there is no light.
地狱没有神同在，没有光。
In hell, there is no God and there is no light.
在灵界里面，神就是爱。
In the spiritual realm, God is love.
离开神就没有爱。
When you are apart from God, there is no love.
你可以想象吗？你活在一个没有光、没有爱的地方，你有什么感觉？
Can you imagine living in a place where there is no light and there is no love?
这是没有办法活的一个地方。
That is not a place to live.
你不爱任何一个人，没有任何一个人能够爱你。
You cannot love anyone and nobody can love you.
你活着要做什么？
Then what's the point of being alive?
每一天24小时伸手不见五指，那你活着要做什么？
Imagine not being able to see even yourself in that dark pitch darkness.
光带给人希望，没有光就没有希望。
Without light, there is no hope.
爱带给人满足，没有爱就没有满足。
Without love, there is no satisfaction.
地狱是没有希望，没有满足，永远刑罚的地方。
Hell is a place of no satisfaction and no hope, eternal punishment.
你能够去吗？
Is that a place where you can bear?
当然你不能去啊。
We should not go to that place.
所以死的可怕，不在乎你脱离了你所爱的人。
So what is terrifying about death is not being separated from your loved ones.
死的可怕是要面对神的审判，进到第二次硫磺火湖的死。
What is terrifying about death is the possibility that you may be judged by God and end up in the fiery furnace.
那我们要想，那我怎么样来解决这个问题？
So the question is, what must I do?
耶稣就是答案。
Jesus is the answer.
因为耶稣说，我就是生命。
Jesus said, I am the life.
对死亡的一个答案就是生命。
The answer to death is life.
圣经说死被生命吞灭了。
The Bible says death will be swallowed up by life.
死很可怕。
Death is terrifying.
但是生命更有力量。
But life is more powerful than death.
死吞下去没有了，没有死了。
It's able to swallow up death.
这个就是基督的救恩。
And that is the grace and salvation of Christ.
要让你在基督里得永生。
In Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life.
那我们常常会想，那耶稣讲是这样讲啊，你又怎么能够证明？
We may wonder, well, that's what Jesus said, but how can you prove it?
医生不能够随便讲啊。
Doctors cannot make false claims.
你如果说我无所不能，好，这个病人马上在这里，请你试试看。
If doctors claim to be omnipotent, you can simply test them by giving them a sick patient.
医生不能随便讲。
So doctors cannot make false claims.
当然主耶稣也不能随便讲。
And obviously Jesus cannot make false claims.
主耶稣如果随便讲，他自己做不来，今天会有谁会去信他？
If he cannot back up his claims with his own actions, nobody will believe him.
他是真实的。
But Jesus is true.
他从来不讲谎话。
He never lies.
他讲的就是实在的。
Whatever he says is true.
当他说我就是生命，这是实在的。
When he says I am the life, he is telling the truth.
有一个人叫拉撒路。
There was a man by the name of Lazarus.
他生病很严重。
He was very ill.
他的姐姐去请人来叫耶稣来。
His sisters asked Jesus to come to him.
因为耶稣素来爱这个家庭。
To heal them, because Jesus has always loved the family.
这是何等大的福气啊！
It was indeed a blessing.
被神所爱的家庭。
A family loved by God.
耶稣故意单延几天才去。
But Jesus deliberately hesitated for a few days.
他到他家的时候，拉撒路死了四天了。
By the time he arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
照犹太人的传统的传统的观念讲，死了三天了，他灵魂才会走。
According to Jewish belief, the soul leaves a person's body 3 days after the death.
死了四天就表示连传统的观念，灵魂已经走了。
So the fact that he had died for 4 days means that his soul had surely departed from the body.
他来到这个家庭。
But Jesus came to this family.
大家都在哭。
Everyone was wailing.
耶稣也很怜悯他们。
Jesus had compassion on them.
因为一个亲人离世，这个是值得怜悯的。
It is worth. We need to be compassionate towards those who have lost loved ones.
耶稣就宣告，生命在我，复活也在我。
But Jesus declared, "I am the resurrection and I'm the life."
他的姐姐信不过去啊。
But Lazarus' sister could not believe it.
死了，已经发臭了。
She said, "Well, he's already dead, and there is already a strong odor."
耶稣说，你带我到他的坟墓去。
But Jesus said, "Bring me to his." grave.
他自己一个人到了坟墓，进到里面去。
And Jesus entered the tomb.
叫拉撒路起来。
And he called Lazarus to rise.
拉撒路就从死里面复活。
And Lazarus was raised from the dead.
这真的是惊天动地，轰动世界。
It was an unprecedented miracle.
死里面的人能够再活起来。
Jesus raised the dead to life.
这件事情要证明他就是生命，在他里面没有死亡。
This miracle proved that he was the life and there is no death in him.
今天我们所相信的主耶稣在他里面没有死亡。
Today, there is no death in Jesus Christ.
如果基督进到你的里面，
If Jesus Christ has come into you,
就没有死亡的阴影笼罩在你里面。
You will not be covered by the shadow of death.
因为生命就是人的光。
Because life is the light of men.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In Jesus, there is no darkness.
在他里面只有光明。
In him, there is only light.
在他里面只有生命。
In him, there is only life.
没有死亡。
There is no death.
主耶稣要被钉十字架。
Jesus was about to be crucified.
他说我三天要复活。
But he said, in 3 days, I will be raised.
这个人也信不过去啊。
No one believed him.
怎么有一个人死以后说我三天要活过来。
How can a person claim to die and raise 3 days later?
他死以后人就把他埋葬在坟墓里面。
After he died, he was buried in the tomb.
大石头堵住。
The tomb was covered with a large stone.
外面罗马兵丁在那巡逻。
And the Roman soldiers guarded the tomb.
罗马政府最怕人把耶稣的身体偷走，说耶稣复活了。
The government was afraid that the disciples who claimed that Jesus was alive by stealing his body.
所以耶稣死的还没有完，还有兵丁在那里巡逻。
That's why even after Jesus died, the soldiers guarded the tomb.
因为怕人把他偷走，捏造事实来创造一个他们难以控制的一个场面。
They were afraid that the disciples would steal Jesus' body and claim that he had resurrected.
一个抹大拉玛利亚在第三天一大早要去看耶稣。
On the third day, early in the morning, Mary of Magdalene went to the tomb of Jesus.
她发现坟墓的石头已经挪开了。
She saw that the tomb stone had been rolled away.
她进到里面去。
She entered the tomb.
包耶稣的布还在。
The cloth that wrapped Jesus was still there.
耶稣已经不在了。
But Jesus was no longer there.
她就哭啊，是谁偷走我主人的身体？
So she wept, thinking that someone had taken the body.
有声音告诉她，你为什么在死人中找活人呢？
But the angel asked him, why are you looking for the dead among the living?
死人就是埋葬在这里这个人。
Looking for the living among the dead. The dead is the one buried.
活人就是复活的耶稣。
But the living is the living Jesus Christ.
回头一看。
So she turned around.
一个人容貌放光。
She saw a person with bright light.
衣服洁白。
With shining clothes.
就是复活的主耶稣。
It was the risen Lord.
主耶稣复活以后。
After Jesus was resurrected.
显现给门徒看。
He appeared himself to the disciples.
以后70个门徒。
And later on 70 disciples.
500多个门徒。
And eventually more than 500 disciples.
显现给保罗看。
He even revealed himself to Paul.
保罗在写比哥林多后书的时候，那个五百多个有一半还活着。
When Paul wrote Second Corinthians, more than half of the 500 people who saw him were still alive.
耶稣复活以后
，After Jesus was raised,
他升天以后
，After he was ascended to heaven,
门徒到处去传福音。
The disciples went everywhere to preach.
耶稣复活了
，and claimed that Jesus was alive.
人就把主耶稣的门徒抓来打了。
The people arrested the disciples and persecuted them.
下到监牢里面。
They sent them to prison.
神又把他打开来，叫他出去。
But God sent angels to open the prison doors and let them go.
叫他去传生命之道。
God told them to preach the word of life.
什么叫做生命之道？
What is the word of life?
你接受这个道理，你就会得到生命。
It is the word that once you receive, you will have life.
为什么他被鞭打下监，他还要去传这个生命之道？
Why did the disciples continue to preach the word of life despite the persecution?
因为他的心充满神的爱。
Because their heart was filled with the love of God.
永远的生命已经显现出来。
The eternal life has been manifested.
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus Christ has been raised.
凡是活在死亡阴影笼罩之下的人。
Anyone who still lives under the shadow of death.
你只要来接受主耶稣。
Just needs to come to Jesus.
你就可以超越死亡进到永生。
And they will be able to transcend death into life.
你就可以超越世界进到灵界。
They'll be able to transcend this world into the spiritual.
这不是极大的恩典吗？
Isn't this the greatest blessing?
所以今天我们所相信耶稣是生命，这是事实的。
So our belief that Jesus is the life is true.
这不是虚构的。
It is not man-made.
圣经这样讲。
The Bible tells us this.
使徒这样看。
And the disciples told us this.
我们现在有很多人祷告，看到复活的耶稣在异象中显现。
And many people among us have seen Jesus, the risen Jesus in their prayer.
有一次，有很多次的联恩会。
During convocations,
都有信徒看到耶稣复活。
Believers will see the risen Lord.
用很慈祥的眼光在看他们。
Watching them with very kind eyes.
所以今天我们人生的盼望在哪里？
So what is the hope of our lives?
就在盼复活的主耶稣。
The risen Lord.
他要带我们回到天国去。
He will bring us home to heaven.
因此我们年纪到了很大很大，你还是有一个盼望。
So even in our old age, we still have a hope.
那个盼望就是我要到天国去。
And the hope is to be in heaven.
我将来要复活。
One day we will all resurrect.
我要与神同在。
We will be with the Lord forever.
我要跟神一样。
We will be like the Lord.
我要见到神的本体。
We will see the Lord for who He is.
这个就是我的盼望。
And that is our hope.
所以这个也是一个年老的一个有信仰的人跟一个没有信仰的人差别太大的一个地方。
So that is the drastic difference. Between an unbeliever and a believer in their old age.
你到年纪很大，你盼望很活泼。
For a believer in his old age, he has a living hope.
因为我们在等着回天家。
Because he is waiting to go home.
是神所经营所建造的。
He will go to the city built by God.
是更美的一个家乡。
He is going to that better country.
所以年纪越大，我们人盼望越活泼。
So the older he gets, the more living his hope becomes.
这个人生不是很有价值，很有意义吗？
Isn't that the most valuable and meaningful life?
但是有一天你到年纪大。
But if one day when you get old,
你都一直在回想过去，你没有前面可以讲。
You can only think about your past and have no future to speak of.
那不是太可怜吗？
Then aren't you very pitiful?
你没有盼望。
You have no hope.
所以信耶稣是从绝望进入盼望。
So believing in Jesus Christ brings us from despair into hope.
是从虚空变成很扎实。
It brings us from vanity to reality.
诸位，
Dear friends,
你今天听到这个好消息。
Today you have heard this wonderful message.
难道你愿意选择放弃吗？
Are you willing to give it up just like that?
主耶稣要给你生命。
Jesus wants to give you life.
你要选择死亡吗？
Do you want to choose death?
主耶稣给你天国。
Jesus Christ gave you heaven.
你要选择地狱吗？
Do you want to choose hell?
主耶稣要给你爱。
Jesus Christ wants to give you love.
你要选择面对他的公义吗？
Do you want to choose to face his justice
and death? 我们在世界上这么聪明。
We are very smart in this world.
努力奋斗来到美国。
We work hard. We have come to the United States.
为什么你不做更聪明的选择？
Why not make an even wiser choice?
接受耶稣的救恩。
Accept the salvation of Jesus Christ.
进到更好的国度，天国。
Enter that better country, the heavenly kingdom.
如果今天能够帮助你做这个决定。
If today this can help you make this decision.
那今天你在这里做一天呢，就没有白费了。
Then the day you've spent here today will not be in vain.
所以主耶稣是生命。
Jesus is life.
但是主耶稣这个生命并不是你死以后才开始实现的。
But the life Jesus gives us does not only come realize when we die.
我们教会有一个信徒在大学读书。
We have a youth in church who studies at college.
有人就叫他耶稣啊。
Some people call him Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
因为他表现跟人不一样。
Because he behaves differently from others.
他凡事他就想要照圣经的教训来。
He did everything according to the commandments of the Bible.
所以大家觉得他不一样。
People noticed that he was different.
耶稣的生命今天要在我们生活中表现出来。
The life of Jesus Christ will be manifested through our lives.
我们现在来看彼得后书。
Please read 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章
2 Peter chapter 1
第三节第四节
Verses 3 and 4
神的神能已经将关乎生命和敬虔的事给我们皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主第四节
4
因此他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们脱离世上情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份这个地方说我们接受主的应的选召啊，有一个极大、极宝贵的应许是给我们。
Having been called by God, we have this precious promise.
什么应许
？What is the promise?
脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就可以跟神的性情有份。
That is to participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world.
人有人性
，Human beings have human nature.
神有神性
，God has divine nature.
人性在创世纪第二章亚当犯罪以后就已经带有罪性
Ever since Adam sinned, according to Genesis chapter 2, human nature is sinful.
这也为什么说人文主义没有办法救这一个世界
This is why humanism cannot save this world.
现在人文主义变成很流行了
Humanism is rather popular today.
所谓人文主义就是以人为中心
Humanism centers on man.
觉得人有潜能能够解决自己的问题
It believes that man has the potential to solve his own problems.
所以你直接看很多辅导的书，你大概就可以分作两类。
So when you look at all the counseling books, you can see two categories.
一个是人本，一个是神本。
One is man-centered, the other is God-centered.
人文主义也有它的理想。
Humanism has certain ideals.
就是要在这个世界创造更美的世界。
Well, and that is to create a better world.
但是这永远不可能达到。
But this is an impossible dream.
为什么？
Why?
圣经里面已经讲了
The Bible tells us
如果豹能够改变它的斑点，
if a leopard can remove his spots，
如果古时人能够改变他的皮肤，
if the Cushite can change the color of his skin，
你们就可以改变自己，
then you can change yourself。
这个讲得很清楚了，
God was very clear。
连那个豹生下来小小的 一点一点啊，
even the young cubs of the leopards have spots，
到老还是一点一点。
And when they get old, they still have spots。
你不能在山上钻来钻去，泥沙滚来滚去，还是一点一点。
No matter how they roll in the dust or go to different places, they still have the spots。
古时人，
the Cushite，
皮肤是黑的，
had dark skins。
你怎么洗，怎么放香皂，什么现代皂，洗来洗去就是还是这个颜色。
No matter how much soap they put on themselves, they would still be dark。
没有办法改变的，
they cannot change themselves。
人没有办法改变自己的。
Likewise, human beings cannot change themselves。
因为世人都犯了罪，
Man have sinned，
罪已经控制了人，
Sin has controlled man，
让你有理想但是你做不来，
So that they cannot fulfill their dreams。
所以人常常天天为了明天在立志，
People always make determinations about tomorrow，
为着昨天在后悔，
But regret about their yesterdays。
为什么？
Why？
因为我们今天立志，
Because you may make up your mind today，
我明天不生气，
I'm not going to get angry tomorrow，
生气夫妻感情不好，
because it's going to destroy my relationship with my spouse，
父子也不感情也不好，
or with my parents or my children，
到明天稍微一触火山爆发了，
but the next day something happens and your temper just explodes，
明天晚上船上滚来滚去开始后悔我今天为什么要生气，
and then at night you toss and turn on your bed regretting what you have done。
所以人就是天天的为着昨天后悔，为着明天再立志。
So people always make up their mind about tomorrow by regretting about their yesterday。
人的罪性没有办法改变了，
the sinful nature cannot be changed。
如果你在公司管过仓库，
if you've ever been in charge of inventory，
后来你又在公司管过人事，
and if you've been in charge of personnel，
你就发现不一样啊，
you'll notice a difference。
仓库你这个东西把它堆到那个地方，十天看一百天看还是在那里。
In the inventory, the same the merchandise may remain on the same spot.
但是人啊，你就把安排在那里。
But for personnel, you may assign somebody to a certain position.
他不一定会在那里啊。
But they may not stay in that position.
他如果觉得那里不好，他想办法。
If they don't like those positions, they won't want to find a way out.
动心斗角要离开那里。
They'll want to try to get out of that position.
如果那地方很好，
if they like those positions,
就一大堆人想办法要把他挖走弄倒，他可以去那里。
Then all his colleagues will want to kick him out just to be in his place.
所以这公司里面有所谓 politics.
That's why we have the company politics.
所以圣经说人心坏到极处，无处可形容。
So the Bible tells us that human hearts are so deceitful, it's beyond description.
真的是这样。
It's true.
如果一个人常常觉得自己很好，
if you think that you're good,
他因为他不认识神，
it's just because you don't know God.
他被蒙蔽了。
You have been blinded.
人的本性是什么？
What is the essence of human nature?
有良心向善。
They have the inclination towards good.
但是被罪性辖制。
But they are bound by sinful nature.
这个没有办法改变。
It's beyond our control.
那你生命是什么？你结的果子就是什么。
And the fruit you bear indicates the life you have.
如果是吉利的生命，你就是摘吉利。
If you,
你还能够摘无花果吗？
If you are belong to thorns, if you are thorns, you cannot have produce figs.
如果是酸葡萄，你能够结甜的吗？
If you are sour grapes, you cannot produce good grapes.
所以为什么人的生活这么多问题？
Why are there so many problems in life?
因为生命有问题。
It's because our lives have problems themselves.
主耶稣来世界，他说。
But Jesus Christ came to the world.
我来要叫羊得生命。
I have come to give life to the sheep.
并且得着更丰盛的生命。
So that they will have life to the fullest.
那个羊已经有生命了。
Sheep have lives of their own.
我还要叫羊得生命。
But Jesus said, I will give them even fuller lives.
他到底在讲什么？
What was he talking about?
当主耶稣说我要叫羊得生命。
When Jesus said, I will give life to the sheep.
那个羊就是指世界上的人。
The sheep are the people of the world.
那个生命就是指着他的生命。
The life is his life.
也就是跟神性情有份的生命。
It is the life that partakes in the divine nature.
要根本改造人的本性。
It will change her human nature.
要用神性来改变人性。
Divine nature can change human nature.
好像那个树枝酸的要把它接上甜的一样。
It is like grafting a good branch onto a bad branch onto a good tree.
所以主耶稣说，我就是葡萄树。
Jesus said, I am the true vine.
你们就是枝子。
You are the branches.
枝子离开葡萄树就不能结果子。
If the branches leave the tree, they cannot bear fruit.
你们离开我，你们就不能够做什么。
If you leave me, you cannot do anything.
如果一个人没有找到真神，
If a person has not found the true God,
没有跟神的生命连结,
if he does not connect with the life of God,
我们就不能够做什么,
then he cannot do anything.
我们就没有办法改变自己,
he cannot change himself.
我们就没有办法改变生活,
he cannot change his life.
但是主耶稣又说,
but Jesus said,
如果树枝接在这个葡萄树干上,
when the branches are connected to the vine,
就要多结果子,
they will be fruitful.
因为这个葡萄树的生命要进到它里面,
because the life of the tree will enter the branches.
那个葡萄树就是主耶稣。
The tree is Jesus Christ.
所以他说我就是真葡萄树。
That's why he said I am the true vine.
你就是枝子。
You are the branches.
今天我们来相信耶稣。
Today we come to believe in Jesus Christ.
就是要让我们的生命跟主的生命连结。
So that our lives may be connected to the life of Jesus.
使他的生命丰丰富富进到我们里面。
So his abundant life can enter into us.
他的生命在我们里面成长。
So that his life can take shape in us.
我们就能够表现出基督的形象出来。
Then we will live like Christ.
这个叫做更丰盛的生命。
That is the more abundant life.
如果一个人的生命改变了,
if a person's life is changed,
他的生活就改变,
his daily living will change.
如果一个人生活改变了,
if a person's daily living changes,
他的人际关系就改变,
his relationship with other people
will change. 他的家庭生活就改变了,
his family life will change.
他的一切都改变了,
everything about him will change.
所以这是最根本的一种改变,
so this is the fundamental change.
要把罪性改变成为圣性,
to change human nature, sinful nature into divine nature.
耶稣是答案,
Jesus is the answer.
因为他说我就是生命,
for he said I am the life.
我来要叫羊得生命,
I have come to give life to the sheep.
要得着更丰盛的生命,
and to receive life to the fullest.
就是像主耶稣的生命,
the life of Jesus Christ.
你如果看一幅画,
when you look at a painting,
这一幅画画得好不好,
to judge whether it's a good painting,
好的画你把它遮盖左边, 你看右边还是很好。
In a good painting, if you cover half of it, the other half will still look good.
你遮右边看左边还是很好。
It doesn't matter which side you cover, the other side always looks good.
这个叫做好画。
That is a good painting.
主耶稣的生命。
The life of Jesus Christ.
你把每一部分来看都是好的。
Just look at any part of it, it is good.
为什么?
Why?
因为它里面有神的生命。
Because the life of God is in it.
每一天的生活都是好的。
So every day in Jesus is good.
因为生命好就结好果子。
Good life bears good fruit.
在任何一个环境里面都结好果子。
It bears good fruit under any circumstance.
被钉在十字架上也结好果子。
He bore good fruit even when he was on the cross.
爱那钉他十字架的人。
He loved those who crucified him.
为那钉十字架的人求神赦免。
He prayed for those who nailed him.
如果这个生命进到我们里面,
if this life enters into our life,
充满在我们里面,
and fill us,
在我们里面长大,
and grows in us,
没有一个说我跟这个人合不来了。
Then it's not possible for us to not be able to get along with others.
我喜欢这个，我不喜欢那个。
It's not possible for us to hate others.
不可能。
It would be impossible.
因为在主耶稣这是不可能的。
Because it is impossible in Christ.
所以我们对人类问题唯一的解决方法,
so the only solution to human problems,
就是要让神的生命在我们里面成长,
is to let the life of God dwell in us,
让我们的生命能够丰盛,
so that our lives can be abundant.
这个就是答案。
This is the answer.
除了这个答案以外没有答案。
There is no other answer.
诸位我们看看。
So let's consider.
我们现在的生活水准比一百年前好多少?
How much better is our living standard today than 100 years ago?
我们现在的生活连皇帝以前皇帝都没有生活过呢。
Our lives today are much better than the lives of the emperors or the kings of the past.
请问皇帝开过 Toyota 车子吗?没有啊。
Did the kings of the past ever drive a Toyota?
他是骑马车 kick off, kick off.
They only rode on chariots.
皇帝看过电视吗?
Did the kings of the past watch TV?
没有。
No.
皇帝听过这个生意声的音响吗?
Did they have a stereo system?
皇帝吹过冷气吗?
Did they enjoy air conditioning?
没有。
No.
皇帝用过这个 mobile 吗?
The kings use mobile phones.
没有。
No.
我们现在享受的皇帝都没有。
All the things we enjoy, the kings did not have.
你看我们享受有多高。
So just consider, imagine how great, how luxurious.
这么高的生活水准有没有改变人基本的罪性?
But has this high living standard changed human nature?
没有。
No.
我们再看知识。
Just look at our knowledge.
现在人的知识比以前增加多少?
The knowledge of people today have highly increased.
你仔细去图书馆找一圈。
Just go to the library.
一百年前印的书很少。
There are very few books printed 100 years ago.
大部分的书都是一百年以后所印的。
Most of the books are printed in the recent 100 years.
图书馆走一圈，三分钟。
Just go through the library for 3 minutes.
你要把每一本书读完，三十年读不完的。
If you want to read all the books, it will take you at least 30 years.
所以你就知道我们现在知识到底进步多少。
So just imagine how much knowledge has increased.
但是知识进步有没有改变人性？
But has the increase of knowledge changed sinful nature?
没有啊。
No.
你看越来战争越恐怖。
The wars are becoming more and more scary.
将来人会自我毁灭。
Human beings will eventually destroy themselves.
因为知识进步给人发明从来没有那么厉害的武器。
Because of the increase of knowledge, we can invent more sophisticated weapons.
这个武器不是要对付蚂蚁、苍蝇、苍蝇这些东西啊。
The weapons are not designed to terminate the bugs.
要对付人啊。
But they are aimed at human beings.
这个就是人的罪性。
That is sinful nature.
所以知识并没有改变人的罪性。
So knowledge has not changed human nature.
世界一切都不能够改变人的罪性。
Nothing else in this world can change sinful nature.
可能有一点点果效。
Perhaps they have temporary effects.
但是没有办法永远有果效。
But they will not last.
只有一个回应。
There is only one answer.
就是回来寻找主耶稣。
Come back to Jesus.
他就是人生问题的答案。
He is the answer to human problems.
因为他说，我就是生命。
For he said, I am the life.
我要教养得更丰盛的生命。
I will give more abundant life to the sheep.
如果你的生活很多的问题。
If you have many problems in your life.
如果你的家庭很多问题。
If you have many problems in your family.
如果你的婚姻很多问题。
If you have many problems in your marriage.
根本之道要改变你的生命。
The most important thing is to change your life.
耶稣就是答案。
And Jesus is the answer.